Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. Now we take our microphones over to Ireland and to Marietta Dorn. Marietta, enjoy your surname until you arrive here next Thursday.
Yes.
You will then become a Doran.
Oh, yes. And doesn't that sound absolutely lovely, Adrian? Marietta Doran. You know what I feel with a name like that? It should be in lights.
Well, there you go. And you're from Carlow.
I am from Carlow, born and bred. I'm from the very pretty village of Borris in County Carlow.
Lovely, lovely place it is. Now,
yes.
let me tell you, and first of all, let me tell our listeners about a little bit about Ireland's Fashion Showcase, and you are the co-producer. This was first brought to our attention by Minister Jimmy Dinahan. He's the Minister for Diaspora Affairs, and he officially announced the details of this inaugural Ireland Fashion Showcase. Last time he was with us here. Now, Marietta, tell us first of all about what the project is. We can work backwards from here, but tell us what the showcase is all about.
Well, taking from the name, Ireland Fashion Showcase, it's a showcase of Irish design. And the whole aim of the showcase is to raise the profile of Irish design in America during New York Fashion Week. We've got 10 fabulous designers, all Irish and all fabulous. We are showcasing looks from their spring, summer 16 collections. So it's a very exciting time. It's a very exciting initiative. And it's actually the first of its kind in that we're bringing these Irish designers over to America to showcase their collections during New York Fashion Week. We would love to drum up business for these talented Irish designers in the States. And actually, we've gotten a very positive response from buyers and from a lot of very influential people in business and influential fashion industry people as well. So, I mean, it's been a lot of hard work, but it's been a vision of mine for many years, and it's now being realized. So it's a very exciting time, and I'm just so delighted to be part of it. And again, Minister Deenan has been fully supportive of the project right from the very start. So myself and Orla Diffley, who's actually co-producing the show with me, we couldn't have done it without Minister Deenan, and we are very thankful for all his help and cooperation and support.
Terrific. Now, you know, when we talk about Irish designers and creative directors, we don't have to travel to Ireland because somebody of great fame in design and in creativity is our own Don O'Neill, who is indeed a County Kerry native, and he's based here in New York. You won't be stepping on his toes now when you come, will you?
No, but you know what I will be doing? I'll be wearing one of his lovely dresses on the night, Adrian.
How about that?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I've been a huge admirer of Don O'Neill for many years, and I'm a real girly girl, Adrian. I love dresses. And, you know, I love dressing up. He's the creative director of Thea, which is a fabulous, beautiful, beautiful label. And I'm actually going to be wearing one of his dresses on the night. So I'm absolutely delighted. Haven't seen it yet. So we fly over on Monday. And on Tuesday, we go to Don O'Neill's showroom. And I suppose I'll be like a child in a candy store. I mean, there'll be so many dresses to choose from. So I'm really looking forward to that. And actually, Don O'Neill is our special guest on the evening. So he's actually going to come and join us the evening. Yeah, so it's going to be lovely. Don won't be showcasing on the evening because it will be the 10 designers that are coming over from Ireland. They'll be showcasing their collections. And, of course, all of them aspiring to do as well as Don has in America and, indeed, internationally.
Now, designers, we automatically kind of think of women's wear. You're actually knitwear, bridal, millinery, and jewellery.
And jewellery, yes.
Yeah.
So we've got a fabulous jewellery designer. Her name is Chupi Sweetman. Isn't that the coolest name, Chupi Sweetman? And
absolutely,
she makes
yeah.
the most beautiful jewellery, rings, bracelets, using semi-precious stones. Oh, I mean, I follow her on Instagram, and I follow her on Twitter and all those social media, and the pictures that pop up on my computer or on my iPhone every day, you know what? They're just beautiful. So we're delighted that Chupi is actually showcasing in the showcase. And then we have millinery because, of course, you know, Philip Tracy set the bar for everybody yeah. worldwide as regards millinery, and he is, you know, such an amazing and such a creative guy that we decided that we would actually have some millinery involved as well. And Carol Canelli is showcasing her fabulous millinery, which has won countless awards here in Ireland and indeed overseas as well, Adrian.
Yes.
So we're really excited. I've worn quite a few of Carol Canelli's headpieces because I do a lot of the fashion at the races. I judge a lot of best dressed lady competitions up and down the country. I was in Ballinrobe there earlier in the year, Liz Stoll, and Carol Canelli's headpieces have been in the winner's enclosure at many a horse racing meeting. They're beautiful. They really are gorgeous. Her attention to detail is just absolutely superb. They're so eye-catching and they're so different. So we're delighted that Carol is showcasing as well in the showcase. And we have knitwear. I love knitwear. I suppose, as I was saying there earlier to you, I love clothes and I love knitwear. I love cashmere. I love the quality of good knitwear. And, you know, with the Irish weather, when it gets cold, it's always yeah. nice to have a colourful knit jumper or cardigan. So Lucy Nagel has a beautiful range of cashmere knit and so beautiful, really, really that luxurious kind of really high-end and really pretty. So we're delighted that Lucy is actually showcasing. And she is, along with Chupi and Carl, coming to New York with her collection. So it's a very exciting time for her and indeed for all the designers. Then we have bridal wear. There's a bridal wear by Delphine. She's originally from France. She actually designed the green silk embroidered dress used in Riverdance and still used to this day, and she makes exquisite bridal wear, and she also lives in Kerry. She's a beautiful girl, and she's just actually flying back in from France, and then she'll be heading straight to New York next week with us, with her bridal collection. And, you know, we've got women's wear. We've got a leather artisan. We've got Una Burke, fabulously talented lady. Oh, my goodness, she is seriously hot. She is so cool right now. She actually, Una Burke, designed the costumes worn by Taylor Swift in her Bad Blood video. She also designed costumes for Madonna, The Hunger Games. She's done costumes for that. She is so talented. Unbelievable. I mean, we are so excited, myself and Orla. The 10 designers that we have are some of the best designers in Ireland. And we just want them, we just want to put their names on the map in America. And what better time to do this than on one of the biggest fashion weeks in the world, being New York Fashion Week. So it really is an exciting time. And then we've got Heidi Higgins. Heidi is a fabulous girl. She's from Portlaoise. She's done so well. Her collections are just so well tailored, so beautiful, so colourful. I wear a lot of Heidi's dresses. She's showcasing. We have Helen Steele, who's really cutting edge. She was a fabulous artist. And actually, a delivery arrived today. She sent me a beautiful top that I'm going to wear myself in New York. I'm really excited by that. Really unusual prints. And then we, of course, have Jennifer Rothwell, who actually worked for some time in New York in the fashion industry. Jennifer has been a huge support to the fashion show. She's had several contacts in New York, which she's very kindly passed on. Her designs are amazing and inspired by the artist Harry Clark. Really fabulous. So there is such a strong lineup. We are so excited, and we know that we are really going to impress these guys in New York. It's going to be a top show. And, you know, we have Caroline Matthews as well. She's a fabulous designer, also living in Kerry, originally from England. She's been working and living in Ireland for years. She does very well here. She does a lot of couture, made to measure, and she's showcasing in the Ireland Fashion Showcase at the Irish Consulate on Thursday, the 10th of September. So a very exciting time for them all. And Fiji is another fantastic, a hugely successful label that has come out of Ireland. The owner is Fiona Heaney and her husband, Don Gormley. Fiji is their label and is worn by the Washington ambassador to Ireland, Anne Anderson, who's also coming to the showcase on Thursday night at the Irish Consulate. So we've got a fantastic lineup. I don't think I've left anybody out, but it really is going to be just a magical show from start to finish, and I'm so excited to be working with them. I've actually worked with all these designers for years. I know them all personally. I've worn dresses belonging to Fiji, and I've actually sold them whilst I'm wearing them. I was doing a fashion show there a couple of years ago in Galway, and this lady came up to me at the end of the show, and she said, "Marietta, my daughter's making her communion, and I love your dress. Where can I get it?" And I knew that the designer had sold out of them. So actually I went back, got changed, and I said, "Look, we look like we're the same size. Try it on, and if it fits, you can pay for the dress to the boutique." And that's what we did, you know. So I've known and worked with all these designers for years, and I know that if they get orders from Bloomingdale's or from Bergdorf Goodman or from Saks Fifth Avenue, I know that they can fulfill these orders. We know that if they get an order, if Heidi Higgins gets an order for 50 dresses, I know that Heidi can turn this around. They're established. They've got good businesses here in Ireland. A lot of them actually have accounts in England, you know, and then there's a couple of the designers that actually have accounts already in New York, CG and Lucy Nagel. So, you know, we would like to maybe open up even more accounts for them. So that's the whole aim of the show, is to raise the profile of the designers, the participating designers, and to, you know, to increase, maybe open up new accounts in America. So fingers crossed, and I've no doubt that we will achieve it.
The fact that in terms of raising profile, before Minister Jimmy Dinehan took his jacket off, he did declare 2015 as the Irish Design Year, and I think that was that is significant. Let me just ask you though a couple of questions on Irish design and designers. You are from Carlow. Now, and obviously there's a lot of Kerry representation there as well. Now, fashion shows, are they few and far between in Ireland, or have they gotten out of Dublin, let's say?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's what I do, Adrian, as well, as a day job or as a night job, because a lot of fashion shows take place in the evening time. I host a lot of fashion shows. I MC a lot of fashion shows, and I really enjoy that part of my job because I love meeting people. I'm doing fashion shows up and down the country. I'm in Clare, Galway, Mayo, Kerry, Cork, Dublin, of course, Waterford. Yeah, they really are important, and September, October is a key time for retailers. I'll tell you why, because the collections, their autumn-winter collections have come, you know, have arrived in store. There's great excitement. They want to get the message out there. They want to showcase their collections that are new in store. And then, you know, what better way than to host a fashion show? So, you know, I know things were very difficult for the last, you know, for the, well, since 2007, 2008, things have been very difficult here in Ireland. Everybody's aware of that. It's been difficult worldwide. And retail isn't any different to any other industry that was hit with the recession. But, you know, I've noticed that things are getting a little bit better. But the one thing the retailers, even in the tough times, they always put their best foot forward. You know, they always got out there and marketed their products, you know, had fashion shows, had, you know, fashion show luncheons that they held during the day to get the customer into the store. They're always trying to think of new ways to look after the customer and say thank you, or else, you know, hello, how are you? This is our spring summer collection. Come in, have a look, you know, offering maybe, you know, bubbles, some canapes and all this. So, you know, in answer to your question, yes, fashion shows are very important. They're the, to me, they are part of the backbone of retail business, in that they are an opportunity for the businesses to get out and meet the customer, and for the customer to see their collections and to make their decisions early on in the season. So then if I see a dress or if I see a coat, it's a little bit expensive, but I want to invest in it, you know, you could put a deposit on it and, you know, maybe pay off on it, maybe have a month to pay off on it. You know, little things like that have really made businesses, you know, have impacted on businesses in that they can, you know, keep going and offering, you know, more, offering the customer more opportunity, a better opportunity rather, to buy their products. So yes, fashion shows are very important. You know, best dressed lady competitions at the races, they are vital. You know, I know from Punchestown, I work at Punchestown Festival every year. Just going back to that one in particular, it runs for the whole week. What it means to the local economy is millions. You know, you've got ladies getting their hairs washed and blow dried, they're getting their makeup done, they're buying a new dress, they're buying new shoes. You know, so all of these things are very important to the retail industry and to businesses as a whole. And, you know, people respond to them. The customers expect them as well. They expect these nice evenings because, you know, winter's coming, the nights are getting kind of long. It's nice to look forward to an evening out with your friends. And, I mean, every woman enjoys a fashion show. So, and it works both ways for the business and for definitely for the customer.
Is there a sense of competition with designers? Is the golden jewel to have somebody recognize a design and be able to say, well, that's Marietta Dorn, or is there something akin to that in terms of if you saw Heidi Higgins and if you were in the know, would you be able to identify with that? And if so, is there a sense of competition among the designers themselves?
Oh, of course. You know, it's like there has to be competition. Competition is healthy because it keeps the energy up. It means that every season they're raising the bar because, you know, sometimes I actually think they're competing with themselves, you know, because you're only as good as your last collection. So, you know, next season it's got to be even better. So there is competition, and competition is healthy. That's the way it is. You've got to compete because, you know, it is such, the market is so full nowadays. We have so much choice. The customer has so much choice nowadays. They can go to High Street. They can, Primark, for example, is opening in Boston. Penny's is coming to America and actually opening on the same day as our showcase on the 10th of, Thursday, the 10th of September in Boston. The first Penny stores will open. You know, so everybody's competing. All businesses are competing against each other. They want the customer to buy their dress, their jacket, just like Jennifer Rothwell wants, you know, me to buy her dress and Fiji want me to buy their dress. And that's just the way it is. And that's what drives the business of design, and that's what keeps it moving, and that's what keeps it changing as well. And change is really good because, you know, I'm always looking for something different to wear. And if you buy something that's really special and different, that will be in your wardrobe in 10 years' time and you'll still be wearing it. So, yes, there is competition between the designers. I know they're all delighted that the 10 that were chosen, they're really delighted because, you know, they're friends, they meet up and stuff.
Sure.
But behind it all, it's about their brand, and they want to push their brand, and they want their brand to be the best. And it's like anything. It could be the hurling game on Sunday. You know, Kilkenny are the best at hurling, you know, and competition is good. That's just the way it is. It keeps them all fit. It keeps them all healthy, and it keeps the interest in it as well. It keeps the interest in the game, and it keeps the interest in fashion. I'm looking at Don O'Neill. I want to be Don O'Neill. You know, Don O'Neill, yeah. I'm sure, looks at somebody else, and he wants to be maybe Tom Ford. I don't know, by the way. I've never asked him that. I'm just off the top of my head, you know. So that's good. That's good. It's like an actor. I mean, you know, if I'm in Fair City and someone's looking at me going, oh, I'd love to be in Fair City. And then the person in Fair City is going, oh, I'd love to be on Coronation Street. And the person in Coronation Street is going, I'd love to be on 7 days a week. Or, you know, that's just the way it is. And that's good.
Fashion Week in New York is obviously an amazing annual event. Have many of the designers been part of Fashion Week previously?
No. This is the first, and that's what I said, it's the first initiative of its kind. This is the first initiative of its kind in America. The designers have never shown during New York Fashion Week, and that's what makes it so exciting. Most of the designers have shown at London Fashion Week, and they do travel, so, you know, to showcase their collections. But this is the first time to travel to New York for New York Fashion Week, and that's what's making it even more exciting.
It's great. We look forward to it. And again, it is taking place at the Irish Consulate right here in New York, which is, again, very significant. No better place, and I know that the Consul General here, Barbara Anna McGillicuddy, and those in the consulate, could rattle off a few names and then leave out his name.
George Chivenin. I'm dealing with George Chivenin directly from the consul. He is such a lovely guy.
Mm-hmm.
They have been so good to us, Adrian.
Yeah.
They have just said, look, you can host the show here. I mean, we couldn't thank the team at the consulate enough. So we are so grateful to Consul General Barbara Jones and to Anna, just to all the team. And we just want to say a huge thank you. And we're so looking forward to hosting the event at the Irish Consulate, because it actually gave us so much cachet to say that we're hosting it there. So we're really grateful for that.
Okay, my guest, friend, is Marietta Doran, and she is indeed, as we would know, even if we didn't mention it in passing, a creative director, a presenter, and somebody who is co-sponsoring the first ever Irish Design Fashion Show, Irish Fashion Showcase, coming to New York on this coming Thursday. If somebody would like more information, might I direct you, friends, to the website, which is www.irelandfashionshowcase.ie. If you have a further interest, you might want to get in touch with the Irish Consulate here in New York. And again, I know that Barbara Jones and all of the staff there are looking forward very much to the first Irish, the inaugural Ireland Fashion showcase. Good luck to you, and we will see you there.
Thank you, Adrian. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, I'm going to get my suit out of the cleaners for this one, because I don't think you can go slobbery into this event.
No, I think a shirt and tie.
Very,
you know,
very
best
good.
Foot forward even for the guys.
Terrific. All right. Again, good luck to you, and friends, you can get the information again on the website www.IrelandFashionShowcase.ie. Marietta Doran, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.